Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
Anywhere,
as the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Patsy told Ignatius that a woman had returned from overseas to check on her land, only to discover that it was sold to him illegally. In the US, Alexis told Malachi that she could no longer deal with him taking Hannah to his mother, as he claimed, yet again, and leaving her alone. But he insisted that she get Hannah ready. She called Auntie Myrtle, saying she was sure he was not taking the child to his mother, but to the mother of his child in the States. As we return, Unique is on the phone with Divine.
I'm Steve. I'm home with my baby, enjoying every second of the program.
Hey, Divine. How was the doctor's visit?
Everything went okay. Unique, she confirmed that I'm 8 weeks pregnant.
Oh, wow. It's really happening, girl. I'm so happy for you and Ryan.
Yeah, I had to do some tests.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to go every month for now.
So when the baby due?
February 27.
Oh, shoot. 2021 is a better year already. We're getting a baby right after MASH in time for Easter. Girl, I can't stop smiling.
Makes one of us.
What happened?
It's all so real now, Unique.
And?
I still don't know that I'm ready.
Oh.
Like when I do the test, I was feeling nervous and a little excited at the same time.
But?
But now going to the doctor and it being confirmed, and she telling me next year, February, I can have a baby. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, well, it's not like you could change anything now.
Can I tell you something?
What?
If Ryan wasn't with me, I feel I would have asked the doctor about abortion.
What?
Unique, I wasn't even sure I wanted children, and now to have an unexpected pregnancy.
Look, I understand, but you can't do that now. I mean, your family know, everybody excited.
Yeah.
Look, I think that feeling gonna pass.
I don't know if I'm ready though. I really don't know.
Divine, I don't think anybody does really be ready for a baby.
But at least I should feel a little more excited.
Look, I never been pregnant, so I don't really know. But it's not like you have to go through this alone.
Yeah.
You have your husband, you have me, your father, your stepmother, your father-in-law, your wife. You have support.
Yeah.
And it's not like you will have to struggle or anything with the baby. You're married and y'all have money and everything that is needed to give a child a good life.
Yeah, but Unique, I don't want to go through with this pregnancy and then, like, if I grow to resent the child or something because I wasn't ready.
Don't say that, man.
I don't want to be one of those mothers.
I think your feelings gonna change as you go along.
I don't know.
When you could have the ultrasound to find out if the baby's a boy or a girl?
She said at 20 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, a good while from now.
Think about when you see a baby.
We did an ultrasound today.
Really?
Yeah, but I couldn't really make out anything. Just a little blur.
Okay. But at 20 weeks, you're gonna know if it's a boy or a girl. Think about that. And think about when you feel the baby start moving.
I guess.
Nothing helping?
I just need to sort out my feelings.
You should talk to Ryan, Divine.
If I tell him, he can be hurt.
Well?
But it's my fault. I should have been using some kind of birth control if I knew I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to go. Got to look for something to eat.
Okay, I can call you later then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Hi, Lord. I hope this girl didn't do something she gonna regret.
It was certainly a pleasure seeing you too, sir.
Granny?
Oh, let me call you back later. All right, bye.
Look how Miss Dinah Boston dress up.
It's weird the way here, young lady.
I came over to collect my iPad. I forgot it here yesterday. But don't worry with that. It's where you been.
I was out with a friend.
Granny's a boyfriend you got for real?
Go home to your husband now.
Well, it's about time. Mommy got to hear about this.
Hello, I didn't give instructions to share me business.
Well, tell me, Zuna.
When the time is right, you're gonna know.
Oh, Granny, I'm too happy for you. So, we getting a wedding next year.
Unique, leave me alone.
No, but seriously, I glad you find somebody.
Don't get too carried away. We just talking for now.
Okay. But it's who?
I done answered the question already. Don't ask me again.
All right.
Madam Deputy Village Chairman.
Is that Sister Patsy?
Yes, is she. You try with she. I got in a bed.
Hello, Sister Patsy.
Unique, is here you really living or with your husband?
Is something you want, Sister Patsy?
Don't worry, I ain't coming up. Because we still maintaining physical distancing. Are safe.
You can't be safe when you're touching your mask.
It lives slack.
Well, you should adjust it to make sure it cover your nose, your mouth, and your chin. Ensure the virus don't get inside. Must pick up another one from the village office.
Good, I can ask her to. Anyhow, I came to lodge a complaint. People from the next village fetching out all the mud from the trench that they gave the other day.
Oh?
I don't tell Sonny already. Y'all really need to look into it.
Duly noted, Sister Patsy.
We can't go over there and fetch out their mud when they trench dig over there. People got to build up the yard here. One come with a big truck this morning. If you see the mud where he fetch out.
All right, we're going to look into it.
I ain't get to catch two little bikes to bring in little mud in me yard yet. And they done fetching and carrying on. These things could be right.
All right, Sister Patsy, I hear you.
And another thing, why some of these people in Marundai behaving like if the coronavirus thing done?
What do you mean?
I see a set of people stop wearing masks.
Yes, I know.
Oh, yes, you know. What is the village council doing about it?
Councillors will be going to the different homes to encourage people to continue wearing the masks. and we plan to share out some and print some flyers on the proper way to wear them and some facts on the virus.
Well, yeah, I should do first, yeah, doing last.
Well, thank you for telling us we're doing a good job.
It's best I run for councillor when the next local government elections come around. One like me, I'd a charging all them people who walking around this village with no mask.
All right, Sister Patsy.
You see how much cases we neighbors in Brazil got? Over a million, girl?
Yes, Sister Patsy. I just read and watch the news too, you know.
Oh, and another thing. I made a complaint about some young people nearby me who never observed no social distancing or anything since this whole thing started. Anyone of y'all been attacked to them yet?
We encourage the members of the youth group to talk to other young people and encourage them with safe practices.
So, why you or Sonny couldn't do it? Y'all is the chairman and deputy. You think them young people gonna listen to any little person like theself? They need to see authority, girl.
Your comments are noted.
Do y'all walk. This way y'all get elected for. Not for decoration. Good.
Have a good day, Sister Patsy.
I won't have a good day till y'all stop the people from the next village thiefing we mud.
This woman just know how to upset people.
James, till now you haven't finished the salad.
Look, I'm preparing to get my 90 minutes of exercise, June. Going to the community center ground. You coming?
No, but I would like you to finish the salad.
When I get back.
I'm not happy with how you're eating, you know. You're eating everything else but leaving the salad half eaten.
I'm trying.
Trying is not enough. You had a heart attack. You have to maintain a balanced diet.
Yes, but it's not like I haven't eaten any of it.
But you left all the kale here, the lettuce, and some of the tomatoes.
Look, I'm not a fan of kale and lettuce.
You're a fan of ending up 6 feet under at such a young age?
Really?
I'm worried about you. I keep reliving the heart attack in my head, and I'm scared.
I understand your worry. But if you keep stressing, you might be the next one who ends up with a heart attack.
James!
Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
I had a nightmare that you had another heart attack and died.
Oh?
Yes. And you know how frightened I was.
June, it was only a nightmare. I just need to get accustomed to all these changes. I'm not accustomed to eating all these greens. But I'm trying.
I can't lose you now, James.
You won't. I promise I'll try harder.
Please.
I promise you.
Okay.
You sure you're not coming with me?
No, I'll stay in and do some tidying up.
All right. I'll see you when I get back.
Don't forget your mask.
Hello? Williams Residence? Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? This is the third time this happened this week. And the number's not showing up on the caller ID. This is strange.
Hi, James. I see you.
Sister Patsy, what are you going on about?
I see how you're watching the girl that run around there.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, what are you doing here?
Like the village council didn't say all villagers could use a community center ground to exercise. Is you alone could exercise?
Whatever.
Do you know you come in here to eye up them young women? I hope none of them is stupid enough to take you and the big belly seriously.
Thanks.
You really think you're able with them young girls, though, James? Them girls in the 20s and 30s and would make you get another heart attack. You tried it.
Are you here to exercise, Sister Patsy?
Like you getting upset because I catch you. I here to get my 90 minutes exercise, yes. You ain't see I got on my nice little spandex and showing out my nice little figure and stuff.
Tragic.
It's so the men them like me. The question is what you come here for. Instead of running around or doing little stretches or something, you just sit on here watching all them young women.
Look, let me go.
But James, you ain't do no exercise?
Enjoy the rest of the day, Pat.
I should call June.
Do as you please.
I can tell June. You wait and see, I can tell she.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.